Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30 this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 1, "And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Adoniram, Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat. And they made him drink water, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, To whom belongest thou? And which art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite. And my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. And we made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites and upon the coast that which belongeth to Judah and upon the south of Caleb. And we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, Canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, Swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the lands of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoils or anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all, and David took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle, and said, This is David's spoil. And David came to the 200 men, which were so faint that they could not follow David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor. And they went forth to meet David and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he saluted them. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial, of those that went with David, and said, Because they went not with us, we will not give them all of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. Then said David, ye shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord hath given us. Who hath preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand? For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stove, and they shall part alike. And it was so from that day forward that they made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel until this day. Amen. Praise the Lord. I do appreciate the Lord and the reading of God's Word this morning. I want to preach just a little while. This Word of God will be my help. Praise God, I appreciate Him. He'll be my help for just a little while on this question, to whom belongest thou? And tarrying by the stuff. Whom belongest thou? And tarrying by the stuff. As we look at this morning, we see the King David. He's went out to do the work of the Lord. He's went out the field to serve God Almighty. Amen. He's God's man. He's God's chosen one. And while he's out doing the work, he goes down there to Achish. And you know the story. The Philistines say, look, we're going to go to battle, but we don't know about this man David. Hey, we're not sure whose side he's on. And so King Achish, he said, you know what? He said, these the men of the Philistines, he said, they're not comfortable you being here. He said, I've never seen nothing wrong with you going out or you coming in. He said, but I'm going to have to ask you, David. He said, you just go back home and set this one out. Just go back to the house. He said, and we'll handle this matter. So David and his men, the 600 valiant men, amen, they gather up and they go back to Ziklag, where they had left their house and left their homes and they had left their families. And when they get there, I can see in my mind's eye as they come across the hub, they can see in the horizon the plumes of smoke arise enough from that great city Ziklag, that place where they'd left all their family and their children and everything that they had, praise God, in that place Ziklag. Amen. Can you see it in your mind's eye? David and them mighty men, they come across there and they see the city of burning. And the Bible said that David come to that city, behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Amen. Their wives, their sons, their daughters, everything they had was gone. It'd been taken captive. It'd been taken captive by the enemy. Amen. It'd been taken captive by the Amalekites. The Amalekites is a type of the devil and the demons of hell. Everything that would tear up and tear down and destroy, that had come along. And why they was not gone, why they weren't looking, praise God, why they was about even about the work of God, the Amalekites come and carried it all away. Amen. And the Bible said the people were so upset, they wept and they lifted up their voices and weeping, and they wept and they cried. Could you imagine coming home and everything that you had was gone? Family and children, and your home, everything was gone. Kind of reminds you of the story of Job. Amen. Lost everything that he had. And the people wept and they cried and they mourned. Amen, a time of a sorrow like I had never known. But then the Bible says that the people come up and they were greatly distressed. In verse 6, if the people spake of stoning David. Now David was a great man. David rose up. David had stayed the course. Amen. David had been a man after God's own heart all the days of his life. When he was over in the sheepfold, praise God, he was a-thinking and meditating on the great God of glory. I believe old King David, when he was sitting over there with the sheep, Brother John, I believe at night he'd lay when he'd fill his head on a rock. Amen. Glory be to God. Or maybe one of them little fluffy sheep. Amen. Glory to God. And he'd look up into heaven and he'd see the magnificence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord, he's a man. He's a man after God's own heart. Amen. Come a day that David would have to go up and he'd go down to his brothers. His father sent him down there and he said, son, he said, I want you to take a little sustenance down to your brothers. Down there in the battle against the Philistines, I want you to take them a little bite of bread, a little morsel of cheese, something to sustain them and see how goes the battle. Oh, David marched down there with that stuff and he looked around and here's all the Israelites. They're sitting around there, bum-fuzzled look on their face. And here's these Philistines. Praise God, they're out there, amen. And they're just hoorahing and having them a time. And he says, why is he out there destroying these old uncircumcised Philistines? Amen. Because they've got a giant named Goliath. And so there's nobody will go up against him. Old David said, well, I'll go. Amen. He went in there. They brought him before old King Saul. You know the story. King Saul said, wait a minute. He said, you're nothing but a lad. Amen. You're nothing but a lad. He's been a mighty warrior from a lad up. How do you think you can? He said, praise God, with the help of God. Amen. He said, I can take care of this old uncircumcised Philistine. Amen. And you know the story. Old Saul gave him his armor and he put it on. And it was so cumbersome, big and so bulky. He said, man, said, I ain't tried this. Amen. I won't say, praise God, we better stay with what we've tried. Amen. It'll never let you down, praise God. Just stay with what we've tried. And said, old David, he said, I ain't tried. And the Bible said he put it from off of him, praise God. And he went down by the brook. Amen. I want to say, praise God, you can find help down by the brook. Amen. Where that water's a flowing, praise God, atop of the Holy Ghost of God. And you get help down there. And the Bible said he went down in the brook and he picked him up 5 smooth stones. Amen. So he carried them back up there. Walked out on the battlefield. Can you see it? Listen, fellas, a little old lad of boy, about like, I see old Jacob, but I think David was a whole lot, probably about Blake's size. Amen. Amen. Just a little fella. Goes out there with them 5 stones and a sling. Amen. Old Goliath comes out there. Oh boy, he's something else. He sees old David out there. He said, what's this? He said, it's your challenger. He goes out there and he's real confident, you know. Amen. What he does, he takes that helmet off, sticks it under his arm, got that big old spear, size of a weaver's beam, 3 inches in diameter. A spear, had big old hands, his hands, 6 fingers on each hand. He had that big old beam, his hand had his helmet. Can you see this? Amen. And he's that little David standing over there. Amen. Just his little shepherd clothes on with a shepherd's bag. Amen. And pray 5 songs. He takes out one of them little old stones and he slings it in that sling. He puts it in that sling and he stands there waiting. Anticipate. Well, I won't say pray God. I won't say child of God. We need to be waiting on the devil. Glory to God. Well, when he comes, we just need to start slinging stones. Glory to God. Amen. With the help of God. But old Goliath, he stands there and he says, who do you think you are? David said, I ain't nothing. But he said, I serve the God of Israel. Amen. Praise God. In fact, I said, he stuck that thing, swung it around. I can see old Goliath. He's looking around at his buddies. He said, can you believe this? This little old peepsqueak thinks he can take me. And about the time he got that out, he looked about back around. There was a rock come flying and it beat him right between beak and bill. Praise God. And down he went. I'm saying David had prepared from his youth up, praise God, to serve God and to walk with God and to trust God. Amen. Does it pay off? Does it pay off to trust God? Amen. Glory to God. It pays great dividends. Amen. Praise the Lord. So David comes up here and he gets a... he said, these folks is getting ready to stone him. They're nigh unto stoning me, Lord, and I need your help. And the Bible said that David, amen. Hey, now you remember, everything he's got's gone too. See, that's what amazes me. They was going to stone David, and everything he had was gone too. Amen. Hard times come on all of us. Difficulties coming up. If we ain't careful, we'll start wanting to cast stones at somebody else, praise God, and they're going through the same thing we are. Amen. The same thing. But praise God, that David said, you know what? He said, it's time to get some help. Amen. So the Bible said that, but David, verse 6, end of the verse, said, but David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And David said to Abiathar, now he says to Abiathar, the priest, he said, I pray thee bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. Now this ephod was a vesture that he put on, it's what the priest wore. And it went around their neck and it hung down and they used it to girdle them about. Amen. And it had the tribes of Israel and it has those stones, those precious stones, praise God, that had been required to be put in there. And David gets that thing and I believe he put it on. He just stood there waiting on God. Amen. He was expecting that God would come and answer and see what it needed to do. And he began to ask God. He said, Lord, what do I need to do? Lord, hey, do I need to go ahead and pursue him? Amen. You know what I believe? I believe David had faith to believe that God would deliver. Praise God. He said, Lord, do I need to pursue after him? Praise God. Are you just going to bring him back to me? Amen. Sometimes, praise God, we chase them too much, praise God, so just trusting that God will bring them back. Amen. Get them where they need to be, praise God. You got to remember this morning, it's Him, it ain't us. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. David, he said, Lord, which way is it going to be? Do I need to pursue? Or are you going to bring them back? Amen. He said, what's going to happen here, Lord? He said, you need to show me. He said, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Amen. Hey, you talk about stepping out in confidence, praise God. Old David stepped out in confidence. Hey, he had it already because he believed God. Amen. He stepped out and God said, you go ahead and pursue after, praise God. He said, I'm going to, and he didn't even know, but somebody, he's going to have somebody to show him the way. Amen. I believe, hey, I can see in my mind's eye, they had no more Brother Jeff and got started out. Amen. Got over there to be sore. There was a whole bunch of them had been in a forced march all night. Amen. And they was wore out. Amen. And they was wore out. And so they was about 200 or so faint that they couldn't go no farther. So he told them, he said, you stay here by the brook Besor. You stay here, praise God. Give it up your strength. And the rest of you fellas, anybody still able to march, praise God, let's go. Amen. So he left these folks. The Bible said he left them by the stuff. Amen. He said, hey, you know what? He said, Brother Jeff, they some burdens that I can't carry, praise God. He said, why don't you, would you stay here and hold? He said, would you stay here and pray and carry my burden? Amen. And glory. He said, you can't go no more. Praise God, you're too weak. Praise God, in your physical body. But praise God, can you get on your knees, glory to God, and just stay with the stuff? Glory to God. I could just see them as they stood there in their weak and feeble state. They said, yes, sir, Captain David, we'll do our best to lift you up, brother. The Bible says they marched off. Hadn't gone but a little ways. The fellas come along. They said, wait a minute. Scouts come in. Those that go before, they say, hey, look, oh, we caught this fella out here in the field. Amen. They said, well, David said, you better take care of him. He looks pretty pitiful. So they give him a little water and give him some, a little sustenance for his body. And they asked him, he said, who do you belong to? Amen. So who do you belong to? I want to ask you this morning this, hey, who do you belong to? Amen. Hey, I want to say these two sides of this thing. We either belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and we're bound for heaven, or we belong to the devil and we're bound for hell. Amen. Boy, praise God, we need to realize this part, who we belong to. Amen. We need to realize who we belong to. Amen. I don't know about you, I belong to Jesus. Every ounce, every fiber, every part of me, praise God, it belongs to the Lord. Everything I got belongs to Jesus. I don't claim nothing of my own. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I own this and that. No, you don't. Government does. You don't pay taxes, they come get it. Amen. That's why I just put it in Jesus' hands, praise God. Let Him take care of all that. Amen. Just render to Caesar what Caesar's, praise God, what God's God's, and praise God. The Lord does the rest. Amen. So the Bible says David goes out there and he gets this fella. Said, who do you belong to? Let me read that to you so I don't mess it up. This is a good part here. And David says to him, whom belongest thou? And which art thou? He said, who do you belong to? Who's your master? Amen. Now listen to what this fella says. He said, I am a young man of Egypt. Now this is the type of the world. Amen. He said, I'm a young man of Egypt, the type of the world. And he said, I'm a servant. Listen to what he says. He said, and a servant to an Amalekite. Amen. Now listen, this fellow had some pretty good sense. He was out of Egypt. He was out of the world. And his master was an Amalekite. Amen. His master was some of the most wicked and vile people that there ever was. They was a vengeful people. They was a warring people. They was a hateful people. Amen. They was an ungodly people. Amen. He said, who do you belong? He said, I belong to an old ungodly bunch. He said, but... He said, David said, well, said, let me ask you a question. Can you show me where they're at? He said, oh, yeah. I said, I know their favorite camping spot. He said, if you'll just promise me some things, he said, I'll take you to see them. Well, I love his story. He said, swear unto me, my God, that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. Amen. Can you see this? He says, you know what? He said, okay. He said, yes, I know where they're at. I know their favorite camp spot. He said, if you'll promise me that you won't kill me, and you'll promise me that you won't let me back, that you won't give me back to that wicked bunch. Amen. Now this may have been a little old boy, a young man, praise God, out of Egypt, the top of the world. But praise God, he doesn't realize who the devil was. Praise God, he realized it was time to change sides. Amen. It was time to look over for greener pastures, praise God. And it looked to him like he had found them. Amen. See, he realized that they didn't have to do none of that for him. They could have left him out there in the field to die. Amen. But God's people had a compassion on him. Amen. He was a stranger and they took him in. And they fed him and they gave him sustenance for his body. He says, praise God, if you won't give me back that old wicked bunch, he said, I'll take you, show you where your people's at. Amen. And listen to what he said. He said, when he had brought him down, verse 16, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth. Amen. Now listen, this is just a perfect type of the Amalekites, the world. Amen. The world, the worldliness, the wickedness that's out there. And they were spread abroad upon all the earth. Because you see this, they're just sprawled out everywhere. You see it? You see it? They're just sprawled out everywhere, eating and drinking and dancing. Amen. Because of all the great spoil they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. So they got all these people and they took them out there. And praise God, he said, you know what? It's just time to have just a great big party. Just have some party, break out the booze, break out the dancing, amen, break out the, begin to play, begin to dance, begin to do all those vile things that the world does. Amen. You know, that's what they're doing to our people when they take them captive. Amen. The old devil type of, the Amalekites, praise God, they take our people and they drag them off into the world and they show them a great big time. Amen. Show them a great, but now I want to bring you back to something. Well, you know, they're having this great big time. They're rejoicing, they're partying, they're dancing. You say, boy, them's the kind of people I'd like to hang out with. Well, you better talk to that little old Egyptian lad.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Because 3 days before, praise God, he got up with a bellyache, amen. He got up with a migraine, couldn't go no further, praise God. And you know what that bunch did? They said, forget you, praise God. You're not going to slow us down. Forget you. We'll leave you behind. Left him out there to die. That's what the Amalekites will do. Amen. That's what the devil will do, praise God. He'll drag you out, show you a good time, and leave you to die, praise God, alone and in misery. Amen. Without sustenance, without nourishment, without drink. Amen. When God wants to bring us along, praise God, feed us at the table and give us a bountiful supply and give us that living water. Amen. So David comes on these old wicked bunch, wicked as hell itself. Amen. Well, known for their war and abilities, but they don't realize, praise God, they was over there. I just see a whole bunch of them over there to the side, and Brother Bill, they was counting the spoil. Big old smiles on their face, you know, a group over here. They said, boy, we got this, and we got this many of that, and boy, we just rich beyond measure. Nobody can touch us now. But they didn't realize, praise God, that the mighty hand of God, He had done begin to march. Amen. He had done begin to give marching orders. And God's people had stood up to the task and had stepped out on faith, praise God, and had headed out to battle for the God of glory. And what amazes me is they headed out with a promise. Amen. He said, you go ahead. You pursue after Him. Said, you're going to recover it all. Said, you're going to get it all back. Amen. I want to say, praise God, if we'll just stay in the fight, if we'll just stay in the battle, praise God, family of God, just stick together, we're going to win, glory to God. We're going to get it all back.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to get it all back. We have the ability. We have an Almighty God who's able to deliver. Amen. We know God can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, that lack of strength and the weakness that we have. Amen. I'm speaking for myself. I get weak sometimes, Brother X. Amen. I need to be lifted. I preach Wednesday night. If you should, you out here, you ought to get a copy of that message. On, do you see the city? Amen. Do you see the city? Amen. If we can't, then praise God. You ought to pray, God, please let somebody lift me up so I can see the city.
Yeah.
I want to say, praise God, there's somebody been lifting me up. Because glory to God, I'm getting to see the city. Amen. And when I see the city, Brother Scott, I see the Savior.
Amen.
Bless His holy name. And I can just see this in my mind's eye. Brother David went with a promise. He went with a help. And he went with hope. Amen. And he fell down on them. Praise be to God that evening. Amen. When he got there, he didn't wait till the morning. Praise God. God doesn't give them to him. Pray. He just fell in there and he began to do battle with the help of the Lord. He battled all night, battled all day. Praise God. And none of them was spared. Now this amazes me. I was thinking on this. I said, well, you know what? In a kind of battle like that and the mayhem that would have been there, you'd have thought somebody out of his bunch would have been injured. Somebody out of his bunch would have probably even been killed. Amen? That old wicked bunch was probably using women and children for shields. Amen? They didn't care nothing about them, praise God. They just took them for what they could get. They're holding them up there, and as the arrows is a flying, and the stones is a flying, and the spears is a flying, they hold them up there. But praise God, God spared them. Amen. Glory be to God. Right before that arrow would get to them, God would take that person out of their head, move them to the side, and boom, down they'd go. You say, God can't do that. God can do that. Amen. He's nothing impossible. See, we forget how good God is. We forget how great God is. Amen. And the Bible said they took the battle to him. He said they was 400 men jumped on camels and rode off. That's another message for another time. It's a good message in that. But amen, they took off and those are the only ones that escaped. Amen. Those men, praise God, probably the leaders. Amen. Those leaders that had jumped on the camels, God, they got the fastest thing they could get on, praise God, and they got on. Hey, what was they doing? Just like the rest of the devil's crowd, praise God, they were saving their own hide, leaving them at rest to perish. Amen. And David pursued, beat them down. And the Bible said everything was restored to him. Amen. David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken with them. David, I love this, recovered all. Amen. You say, well, I guess I've got a vivid imagination, but I can just see this, Brother Rex, and I see David, he tells his wife, he said, my ladies, are you ready to go? Let's go. I said, now hold on a minute, David. We've got to go get our stuff, praise God. We've got some pots and some vessels, and I've got Mama's pot in her, praise God. She made a long time ago, and I'm not going to leave that. Amen. You say, well, I thought everything that perished in the city. Amen. Not, everything did perish in the city. But praise God that they took with them. God saved it all. He brought it all. He gave it all back. Amen. What do you say? I'm saying, praise God, if we'll stay with the Lord, glory to God. Hey, we may not have things now, but we will one day. We trust the Lord. We walk with Him. I pray, praise God, He's able to do all things. Amen. But then He got back down there. They come back with the spoil. You know the story. Got back there to Bessor. Got back there to the river. And the crowd was there. By now they've eaten, they're drinking, they've got their strength back. Their eyes are glowing again. They get down there and they salute. They say, hey, praise the Lord. They see him a-coming. Amen. They see David a-coming. He's going to be King David. He's not yet, but he's going to be. He's already been anointed as a man of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they see him a-coming, and boy, a big shout goes out. Woo! Glory to God. Thank God for David. Amen. But then that wicked bunch. I want to say in a big crowd, there's always going to be a few wicked. The devil always try to infiltrate the crowd. I mean, God always going to have somebody in there to discourage and tear down. Amen. And a bunch of Belial, a bunch of the devil, praise God. And he said, you know what? They said, you know what? These fellas wasn't able to go out. They began to talk to one another while they was coming in. He said, you know what? Them 200 fellas stayed down there by the river. He said, pray God, they oughtn't to get none of this. And others said, well, yeah, what we do, we'll give them our wives and their children back and tell them, just get on out of here. They wasn't willing. They couldn't stand and fight. Praise God. Just get rid of them. That's the way the devil does. Amen. He wants to cause division. He wants to separate us. If he can conquer us, he can divide us. Amen. He can destroy us, pick us off one at a time. Amen. But David said, well, wait a minute. What are you talking about? Amen. What are you saying here? He said, that's not the way this thing works. Listen to what he says. I like what David says here. He says, He said, then David said to him, ye shall not do so. He said, I don't think so. He said, you're not going to do this thing that way. What did he say? He said, we're not playing that game. Amen. He said, hey, we're a family, praise God. Amen. Yeah. We're a family, glory to God. We take care of one another. Amen. He said, we're not playing that game. Devil ain't starting that. Amen. Ye shall not do so, my brethren. But with that which the Lord, now let's just, what the Lord hath given us. He said, you're taking on yourself that you've done this. Amen. You're believing in your mind, praise God, that you that gave the victory. But he said, I want to tell you something. You didn't give the victory. God did.
Amen.
Amen. And said, we're going to divide that God's give. Amen. He says, who hath reserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand? He said, God did that. Amen. I want to say this morning, any victories we have, praise God, we give glory to God for. Amen. Give glory to God for all of our victories. Said, for who will hearken unto you in this matter? He said, hey, listen, there's a few of you there think this way, but he said, I won't play. And most of you here has got the mind of God. Amen. There's a whole bunch here that realize, praise God, that God Almighty's in control of this. Amen. He said, but as his part is that goeth down to the battle, amen, so shall his part be, now listen to this, that tarrieth by the stuff. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, it's just like, hey, those that's marching, praise God, in the battle, those that just keep marching on for God, praise God, hey, the ones that stay by the stuff, praise God, are just as important.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God, those that stay by, he said, there's a reward for those that stay by the stuff. Amen. A reward for those that stay with the stuff. Amen. You know, there's no place to quit. Okay, man, because there's reward for staying with the stuff. You say, well, preacher, sometimes I just don't feel like a soldier. Praise God, then stay with the stuff. Amen. Just stay in there. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Just keep believing in faith. Praise God. Everything's going to be all right. Praying for those others, praise God, as they march on for Jesus. Amen. But in order to do that, we have to realize this morning, whose side we're on. Who do you belong to this morning? Amen. I said, well, for me and my house. Amen. But y'all said, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. We're going to stay with God, praise God. No matter hell or high water, praise God, we're going to keep our eyes on the prize. Amen. That's who I belong to. I belong to the Lord. Amen. I'm His this morning. Amen. And no matter what, I'm going to stay with the stuff. Amen. I'm going to keep marching on. I'm going to stay with what God's promised us. The precious promises we have in His Word. But this morning, we have to realize whose side we're on. Amen. Time to come out of Egypt. Amen. Time to break free from the Amalekites and get on God's side. Could you imagine that little old boy? I mean, I could think about this. And I know I've got a vivid imagination, but I see that little old Egyptian. Amen. As he sees this thing play out. And he's watching it. And I can just see them as they march up there. They go get their families. And they go get their livestock and their cattle and all their possessions that's carried away. And they march back towards Besor. And as he gets there, and he begins to hear these men mumbling. I want to say, these lost people that's listening to us today. Amen. These people that's not part of the congregation that's listening to us today. They hear what we're saying. Amen. They hear our mumbling or complaining. They hear when we talk about others. When we plan on what we ought to do. But I can see this little Egyptian. He's walking along with them. He's listening. And them fellas said, you know what? When we get back, we don't need to give them nothing. If they ain't men enough to suck it up and go with us to fight, they don't deserve a thing. And this little boy says, all right. Well, I'm going to get to see it again. There's going to be a fight when we get down there. There's going to be the battle's going to be on. Can you see it? Could you imagine what's running through his mind? The same thing that lost people do when we start talking about one another. Amen. We start talking about who we are. What we think. Amen. Still taking and putting our eyes on the Lord. Amen. And as he get down there, he said, all right, let me see what's going to happen. And they said, David, I can just see him like that bunch come together, swarm like flies over to little David. He said, you know what, David said, that bunch over there, they don't deserve a thing. He said, they couldn't even suck it up and go to battle with. They don't deserve none of this. Let's just give them our wives and children and just tell them to go on. And David, I'd say David, he's a wise man. He's scratched his head and said, fellas, let me ask you a question. He said, if they hadn't have stayed here, who would have stayed with the stuff? If they hadn't have stayed with the stuff, you'd had to carry all them supplies with you. And by the time you got there, you wouldn't have had the strength to fight either. Amen. He said, but they stayed with the stuff. Amen. He said, in my eyes, in God's eyes, said that was just as important as staying in the battle. Amen. To stay with the stuff. Amen. And that little old Egyptian, he's standing there and he's stretching his head. He said, this sounds like it's, these people's got this thing together. And I can see them as they begin to divide that stuff up. And those fellas, praise God, David's got his eye on them, watching that bunch over there. You know, a good shepherd, he'll watch the sheep. Amen. And he sees that bunch over there and he says, all right, so this way we're going to do it, fellas. And they do it kind of begrudgingly, but praise God, they do it. Amen. And then you know what? God blesses them too. Amen. And they get to see the love of God just like that old Egyptian. Get to see that love of God just like those that stayed with the stuff. Got to see the love of God. Amen. What is it? It comes all down to it. Just they stayed together. They kept their focus. And they trusted God. If we stay together, amen, and we stay focused and we trust in God, I guarantee you the end result will be better. Amen. It'll get better farther on. We don't understand all that we know right now, but pray God one day we will. Amen. With the help of the Lord, we just stay in the battle. Amen. We just have to decide on whose side we're on. He said, David asked that young Egyptian, he said, whose side are you with? He said, well, I'm an Egyptian, but I've been with the Amalekites. But he said, I ain't real happy with either place. And David said, if you won't kill me or turn me back over that bunch, he said, I'll see what you got. Amen. He said, whose side are you on? He said, well, I'm willing to change sides. So what do you think that little Egyptian done? I think, praise God, I think he changed sides. I think he said, you know what, I'm just going to go with God. He said, he seems like the right way. Because when you go with God, everybody gets help. Amen. Everybody gets help. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he said, even those that tarry by the stuff, those that stay with the... Let me ask you this morning, pray God, whose side are you on? You on the Lord's side? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I ain't able to battle. Can you stay with the stuff? Amen. You may not be able to fight the battle, praise God, nor you may not get out and knock on doors and witness and Bible, but praise God, can you stay with the stuff? Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know all, and I'm just young in this, ain't been in a long time. Well, can you stay with the stuff? Amen. There's a reward for those that stay with the stuff. Amen. Just stay with the stuff. If you can't fight the battle, praise God. As you're training to be a soldier in the army of God, but Chris, just stay with the stuff. Amen. It's a reward for staying with the stuff. Amen. I got a whole lot of verses I can give you for that, but we ain't going to fool with that this morning. I just tell you, it's a reward for staying with the stuff. Amen. For staying with the stuff. Praise God.